it's absurd to me that you can refinance a mortgage or a business loan, but you can't refinance a college loan. I don't think the government should be making money off the backs of students.
As U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was urging President Obama to make refinancing student loans a top priority to ease the financial pain of graduates in over their heads during a stop in Plattsburgh, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was planning to fund college degree programs for prisoners. Frequent Cuomo foe Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, a Rensselaer County Republican, responded on Twitter under the hashtag KidsBeforeCons, tweeting out, quote, Spitzer, driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Cuomo, college for convicts. Public outrage at both. McLaughlin tells News Channel 13,
You have kids that have done everything right, studied hard in school, gotten good grades, and they're going to go into $100,000, $150,000 worth of debt, where somebody in prison is going to get that same degree for nothing. It's outrageous.
McLaughlin has launched Kids Before Cons as an online petition drive as well, suggesting Governor Cuomo turn his efforts toward fully funding public schools. Putnam County Republican Senator Greg Ball has launched an online petition entitled Hell No to Attica University, aimed against the proposal unveiled by Cuomo at the Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian Legislative Caucus. Senator Mark Crescenti launched a petition of his own, Say No to Free College for Prisoners. The Buffalo Republican argues that the state should increase the availability of financial aid to traditional students before providing free college to prisoners. The senator, in a statement, says, quote, I believe we should put the needs of hardworking, law-abiding citizens who are positively contributing to society first, and I will continue to fight for the reinstatement of TAP funds before I even begin to entertain the idea of supporting this program. Grisanti announced Wednesday that his goal of 1,000 signatures was closing in on the 3,000-signature mark. 111th District Democratic Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara published this statement on his Instagram, quote, I'm not supporting the governor's call for inmate college program expansion. Money that is being spent on higher education should address the current student loan debt crisis, he adds.
New York's priorities need to include finding ways to make college more affordable for hardworking students and their families, not criminals. At this point in time, too many of our hardworking New Yorkers are working second and even third jobs just to pay for college, or they're being forced to take on massive student loan debt.
There's been tongue-in-cheek chatter on social media about what kinds of crimes one might commit to earn a few years incarceration and snag a free college education. Assemblyman Phil Steck, a Democrat who represents Colony, tells WNYT,
All the statistics show that the middle class is declining economically, and one of the main reasons, quite frankly, is the high cost of college education.
The Cuomo administration is quick to point out that plenty of state lawmakers support the plan. The governor's office says New York currently spends $60,000 per year per inmate, and the state's inmate population has a 40% recidivism rate. The governor's office says the plan is modeled after a 15-year-old program at Bard that spends $5,000 per inmate with a recidivism rate of just 4%. Governor Cuomo.
Let's use common sense, the economic cost, the human cost. Let's invest and rehabilitate people so that they have a future. That's what works. And we're going to take this approach. We're going to take this program, and we're going to expand it to prisons all across the state of New York, because the cycle has to stop.
The state will issue a request for proposal from qualified educational associations in March. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.